Section 5. VHL Research. The VHL Alliance is constantly striving to encourage and support VHL research. Once considered only an obscure medical curiosity, the VHL gene is one of the most important genes to study when it comes to finding a cure for cancer. This tumor suppressor gene controls the metabolic pathway of the cell and is involved in many other forms of sporadic cancer. For example, the VHL gene is responsible for 90% of all clear cell kidney cancer, CCRCC, cases. Kidney cancer is one of the fastest-growing cancers in the world, and 75% of these cases are CCRCC. While it is estimated that only 1 in 36,000 people in the U.S. has VHL, it is estimated that 60,000 people will develop kidney cancer each year. VHL is also one of four major genetic causes of pheochromocytoma, pheos, accounting for approximately 20 to 35% of all pheos. Studying VHL and the other genetic causes of pheos gives researchers a much better understanding of the genetic pathway or chain of events that can lead to a pheo, as well as clues on how to prevent them. Two types of research are needed to find a cure for VHL. Basic science to understand exactly how a VHL mutation causes a tumor to form in a specific organ, and clinical research to learn which medications, surgeries, and lifestyle interventions prevent tumor formation, or slow or even reverse tumor growth. It is important to be part of both types of research efforts. Financial donations, vhl.org/donate, are needed to support research, and your participation is needed in clinical research. The VHL Alliance's website includes a list of all ongoing clinical trials at vhl.org/clinical-trials. The My VHL Patient Natural History Study is an online patient registry open to everyone diagnosed with VHL or with symptoms of VHL. Pay it forward to the community by contributing to research efforts to learn more about VHL, develop improved treatments, and find a cure. Learn more about MyVHL at vhl.org/myVHL. Genetics and VHL. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, is the biochemical basis of life and of heredity. All of an individual's characteristics are written in their DNA. DNA is assembled into microscopic structures called chromosomes. In the human species, there are 46 chromosomes, 23 from the mother and 23 from the father. There are 22 autosomes, numbered 1 to 22, of which each person has a pair, two copies of chromosome 1, two of chromosome 2, etc. The 23rd pair are the sex chromosomes. XX is traditionally considered the female pair, and XY is traditionally considered the male pair. On each chromosome are the genes that contain the specific information necessary to manufacture proteins. Each gene has two copies, one inherited from each parent. Genes encode the formula for a protein. The first step is transcription, which is the process where DNA is transformed into ribonucleic acid, RNA. The RNA translates the DNA to form a genetically encoded protein. In the case of the VHL gene, the protein product is the VHL protein, or pVHL. VHL gene. In 1993, an international research team identified the location of the VHL gene on the short arm of chromosome 3 at a site called 3P25 V8L-P26. The universal presence of the VHL gene in various species as small as fruit flies, Drosophila, demonstrates the importance of the gene. Despite the gene's small size, more than 15,000 different VHL mutations have been described, causing its 213 amino acid long protein products to be either dysfunctional or absent. The VHL gene is in everyone. It normally acts as a tumor suppressor gene whose function is to prevent the formation of tumors. In order for a tumor to form, both copies of the VHL gene must become inactivated. In an individual who does not have the inherited alteration in the VHL gene, it is necessary for each of these two normal copies of the gene to undergo some change resulting in a malfunctioning or non-existent PVHL, allowing a tumor to form. In the general population, this may take some time, because multiple damaging hits to the genes in the cell are required in order to enable a tumor to form. This explains why tumors in the general public usually occur in a single organ at an older age. The average age of onset of symptomatic kidney cancer in the general population is age 62. In the case of people who have inherited one copy of the gene that does not work correctly, like in VHL, it is only necessary to deactivate the one remaining copy before a tumor is likely to form. This is a much more probable occurrence, which means that tumors are more likely to develop more often, at younger ages, and in more organs than in the general population. Alterations, or mutations, of the VHL gene can now be identified in most people with VHL. The mutation is always the same in members of a single family. Conversely, the precise alteration in the gene will be different from one VHL family to another. Many individual mutations have already been described in the medical literature. Researchers are studying which specific mutations may be responsible for what different manifestations of VHL. Progress toward a cure. With advances in research, there is also increased hope for a cure, or at least for better management of VHL. Vast improvements in the survivability of prostate and breast cancer have been made without a cure, with the most important advances being in early detection and better treatment. Similarly, great strides have already been made in improving diagnosis and treatment of VHL. Scientists are working to find a drug that will slow or halt tumor growth. If VHL tumors can be kept small or made smaller, the frequency of surgical intervention required to manage the disease can be minimized. In the meantime, the best defenses are early detection and appropriate treatment. Knowledge and partnership with an experienced healthcare team offer the best prognosis. VHL protein and hypoxia-inducible factor. Little by little, scientists have revealed more about the function of the VHL protein, PVHL, in the cell. They are learning about drug targets or places where a drug might be used to change the outcome. The role of the PVHL is to bind to elongin CB and form the VBC complex. This complex targets other proteins to be degraded by the cell, including the hypoxia-inducible factor 2-alpha, HIF-2-alpha. HIF-2-alpha is one part, subunit, of a larger protein complex called HIF, which plays a critical role in the body's ability to adapt to changing oxygen levels. HIF controls several genes involved in multiple processes, including cell division, the formation of new blood vessels, angiogenesis, and the production of red blood cells. It is the major regulator of erythropoietin, EPO, responsible for controlling red blood cell production in the liver and kidneys. HIF's function is particularly important when oxygen levels are lower than normal, hypoxia. There are multiple subunits of this factor, including HIF-1-alpha and HIF-2-alpha. HIF-1-alpha and HIF-2-alpha appear to have slightly different roles in adapting the body to hypoxia. For instance, HIF-1-alpha appears to be more tied to the pathways that increase the body's ability to convert energy from its storage form into energy that can be used by the body. It also works as a tumor suppressor for renal cell carcinoma. On the other hand, HIF-2-alpha seems to play a larger role in the formation of new blood vessels, angiogenesis, which can promote tumor growth, and acts as an oncogene for VHL-related renal cell carcinoma. In the case of a missing or malfunctioning PVHL, such as in the case of VHL disease, the VBC complex is unable to bind HIF, protecting it from degradation. The overabundance of HIF causes the cell to perceive a hypoxic state. This, in turn, induces angiogenesis, which can feed cancer growth. If this process can be stopped, it may cause the cancer to either die or at least stop growing and spreading through the body. Research into medications. Understanding the mechanism behind VHL disease is essential for understanding possible therapeutic interventions. Gene therapy is the ultimate cure for VHL, but we are years away from applying this approach to a systemic disease such as VHL. Angiogenesis inhibitors. At the time of publishing this edition of the VHL Handbook, there are a number of drugs on the market approved for advanced, metastatic kidney cancer, based in large part on research on the VHL gene and its protein product, PVHL. None of these drugs have been approved for treating VHL. Anti-angiogenic drugs work to inhibit the abnormal angiogenesis response, thereby stopping the erroneous growth of new blood cells. They include axitinib, Inlyta, bevacizumab, Avastin, cabozantinib, Cometriq, everolimus, Afinitor, pazopanib, Votrient, sunitinib, Sutent, sorafenib, Nexavar, and temsirolimus, Toricel. Small clinical trials have been performed to test each in their effectiveness for limiting VHL manifestations. For example, sunitinib was found to have a significant response, 33%, for RCC, with no impact on hemangioblastomas. On the other hand, pazopanib demonstrated a 42% overall response rate, 50% for kidney, with similar results in the pancreas. A small response was also seen in hemangioblastomas, including retinal lesions. HIF-2-alpha inhibitors. One promising class of drug that is currently being tested for use in VHL patients inhibits HIF-2-alpha. The first of its kind is a drug that originated at Peloton Therapeutics, PT-2977, and was purchased by Merck, MK-6482. HIF-2-alpha inhibitors work by blocking the signaling pathway that is incorrectly indicating cellular hypoxia, or lack of oxygen. Normally, the body would create new blood vessels in the hypoxic area in order to bring oxygenated blood to the area and fix the problem, which is a natural process known as angiogenesis. In a VHL patient, these newly formed blood vessels are what cause the tumors. By blocking this signaling pathway in a VHL patient, you can prevent angiogenesis from occurring. At the time of publishing, a Phase 2 clinical trial is ongoing. The trial design includes eligibility criteria of a VHL diagnosis by a germline mutation, at least one measurable renal cell carcinoma, RCC, tumor, no prior systemic therapy, and no metastatic disease. Early results show shrinkage in the RCC tumors in 87% of patients, with the decrease being at least 30% in approximately 28% of patients. The therapy also resulted in size reduction of hemangioblastomas in the brain and spine. The drug was found to be well tolerated, with anemia being the primary side effect, as expected based on the mechanism of action of MK-6482. No potentially life-threatening side effects have yet to be reported. Gene therapy. The research and application of gene editing therapeutic technologies is very much in its infancy. While there is hope that the technology can one day be used to cure systemic genetic diseases like VHL, many years of research and development need to take place before it can be considered a reality. News of the current state of VHL research and clinical trials is posted on the VHL Alliance website at vhl.org/clinical-trials. Be part of finding a cure. VHL research needs your support. Help researchers unravel the mysteries of VHL while learning more about how your VHL journey compares with others. Your information and input is needed to help researchers improve the quality of life for patients living with VHL and ultimately lead to a cure. My VHL, Patient Natural History Study. My VHL provides patients and researchers with more complete information about VHL, like how lifestyle, medications, and other factors impact the disease and quality of life. These insights help patients better understand the condition and help researchers know where to focus their efforts. Due to its rarity, there is less understanding of VHL and the factors that may have an impact. The data individuals provide in MyVHL helps researchers identify and uncover factors that may increase risk, inhibit or slow tumor growth, or lead to an effective cure. Through MyVHL, patients can help researchers unravel the mysteries of VHL while learning more about how their VHL journey compares with others. Patient information and input is needed to help researchers improve the quality of life for patients living with VHL and ultimately lead to a cure. The success of MyVHL and breakthroughs in treatments and ultimately a cure require collaboration between researchers, doctors, and VHL patients. Please take the time to participate in the study if applicable. All the information shared in this study will remain secure and confidential. How does MyVHL work? MyVHL is a patient registry, databank, or natural history study consisting of surveys that provides researchers with the most up-to-date de-identified data available. These surveys ask about lifestyle, including nutrition, exercise, anxiety, and oral health, VHL manifestations, including tumor size and locations, medications. All data entered needs to be authenticated before it can be used by a researcher. Therefore, participants will be asked to provide their medical records, such as scans and reports. They can be uploaded, mailed, or obtained by VHLA with a completed medical records release form, vhl.org/recordsreleaseform. MyVHL is a longitudinal study, meaning that data are collected over time. The first entry round will take some time, but do not worry, because updating data in the future will be much faster. Every possible effort is being made to protect participants' data. MyVHL's security system has met stringent Institutional Review Board, IRB, approval. Participant privacy is the VHL Alliance's highest priority. Only de-identified data, information from which no one can determine an identity, will ever be shared with researchers, and no one will receive the full data set. Researchers will not have direct access to the data bank, and a committee will be responsible for reviewing and approving all researchers and their requests. What data will be shared with VHL researchers? Only de-identified data will be shared with researchers, meaning no identifying factors will be provided. Researchers are required to submit a data request form, which is thoroughly reviewed by VHLA's Research Council. Only data necessary for the defined study will be provided. Researchers do not have access to the database itself. Current VHL clinical trials. Current clinical trials for people diagnosed with VHL are listed on the VHL Alliance website at vhl.org/clinical-trials. The list includes all trials that the VHL Alliance has been notified about, both in the U.S. and worldwide. There are trials that may include experimental medications, imaging of lesions, and surgical procedures. Trials that include any VHL-associated lesions are listed. General details and a trial contact are included for all trials listed. Clinical trials receiving funding from the U.S. government are also listed at clinicaltrials.gov. The VHL Alliance urges everyone who thinks that they may qualify to participate in one or more of the trials to contact the trials directly. Each clinical trial participant is an important part of VHL research.